AsheRocks.com.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On
Way Back Sunny.
Please welcome the Irish Rovers.
The savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound for defecation.
Since the dark and I'm sick and tired of working, no more I'll take the protein, no longer I'll be poor. But sure as my name is Barney, I'm off to California. Instead of digging proteins, I'm admitting in alligators and long-necked geese, some Humpty Bagcombs and some chimpanzees. Some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn.
Top of the morning to y'all. This here's your old host with most, Johnny Whitlock, here on Way Back Sundays with Johnny. Today we are celebrating the 60th anniversary of none other than those rollicking boys from Ireland and Canada, the Irish Rovers. So sit back, relax, or just get up and dance to some of the old-time classics of none other than those boys from Ireland, the Irish Rovers. Welcome and friends, and good morning to my listeners here on the Way Back Sundays with Johnny Show.
The biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
Run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Granny Pa,
I'd like to say these little words to you. May his behalf an hour in heaven before the devil knows you're dead.
Well, top of the morning to y'all out there in radio world. This here is your old host with most country Irish music, and today Irish music on the Way Back Sundays with Johnny Show. Here on CFRC 119 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada, and also being carried over our new platform, AsheRocks.com in the Durham County of Ontario. Yes, we are always coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios as well, where this is taped weekly. And as I welcome y'all into the program today, I would like to remind y'all that we are celebrating none other than the music of one of Canada's greatest Irish-Canadian-based bands to ever be formed in Canada, yes, the Irish Rovers, who are celebrating 60 years of Irish music this year. First forming in Toronto in 1964 and making their first recordings in 1965, the Irish Rovers, with Jimmy Ferguson and our dear friend George Miller, when they first met and sang the Irish Rover song. And today we are remembering such classics by them as none other than the Unicorn and Wasn't That a Party, as well as many more. They're still touring, however, only George Miller of the original Rovers is the only member from that original 1960s band that is still touring. And as I have mentioned before during the last several weeks, they are performing in Brockville, Ontario, just down the road here from Kingston on March 5th. So in preparation for their concert in Brockville, I would like to share their story with you today. Let's open today's program with none other than a recent recording called A Band Without a Country. Then we'll follow with the band's namesake, none other than that old-time classic, the Irish Rover. With that, I'd like to say good morning to all my listeners out there in listening area and worldwide at www.cfrc.ca and also www.oshawarocks.com. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to all my listeners.
In Ireland many years ago, and crossed the wide Atlantic to a place called Mimico. Just outside Toronto, we started our new life, far from dear old Ireland, her troubles and her strife. Raised with love and music, we knew the old songs well. I met Big Jim from Belfast, and together we did gel. It was Derry's Kay and Bridget Flynn and whiskey in the jar. When Joe would sing Kells Water, there was quiet in the bar.
A band without a country, a band without
singing children's songs, 'twas there he jumped on board. We left for California with a pocket full of dreams. The good ship Irish Rover was sailing at full steam.
A man without a country, a man without a home, and yet we're always welcome no matter where we roam. No one wants to claim us, no one knows we're there. A man without a country is our cross to bear.
And the troubadour became our stomping grounds. The purple onion hungry, aye, the circuit we went round. The bitter end, the lumber mill and Mecca were the cream. We played them all from east to west and all spots in between.
A band without a country, a band without a home, and yet we're always welcome no matter where we roam. No one wants to claim us, no one knows we're there. Without a country is our cross to bear.
Shell was writing stories and singing on the side. He let us have his unicorn and we took it for a ride. It served us well a good few years, 50 comes to mind. Wherever we went roving round, Providence was kind.
A band without a country, a band without a home, and yet we're always welcome no matter where we roam. No one wants to claim us, no one knows we're there. A band without a country is our cross to bear.
Ireland, that's hard to understand. And Canada turned her back because we're not from Newfoundland. So we'll leave it to the people, our fans beyond compare, the ones who hear the music of the boys from God knows where.
A band without a country, a band without a home, and yet we're always welcome no matter where we roam. No one wants to claim us and no one knows we're there. A band without a country is our cross to bear.
Gold records on the wall, a doorway to the past. Memories to ponder on, but memories never last. But music lives forever and we'll always have a song. But still I have to wonder, where the hell do we belong?
A band without a country, a band without a home, and yet we're always welcome no matter where we roam. No one wants to claim us, no one knows we're there. A band without a country is our cross to bear. A band without a country, a band without a home, and yet we're always welcome no matter where we roam. No one wants to claim us, no one knows we're there. A band without a country is our cross to bear.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, direct from the little land of Ireland, presenting those rowdy, rollicking Irish Rovers.
In the year of our Lord, 1806, we set sail from the cold Cay of Cork. Down below, when the hold was a cargo of bricks, were the grand city.
Thank you.
Yes, friends, following those opening songs, we're back here on the Wayback Sundays with Johnny Show here on this great channel. And we are also once again opening the program, as we always do, with some special dedications. First, for my beloved Mama Don and stepfather, Big Daddy Al. For them today will be a man who played on the Irish Rovers' original release of the classic The Unicorn. He played guitar on this classic, none other than Glenn Campbell, in a song called The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. Then we'll follow with a song going out to a dear lady I've known for a while now out of Ireland, none other than Miss Lorraine McCulley, who's going to be joining us on our St. Patrick's Day show. And it's going to be a song called My Wild Irish Rose, sung by one of the greatest voices in all country music history, Mr. Slim Whitman. Then we'll wrap up with another early song by none other than the Irish Rovers called The Orange and the Green, which is a song I grew up listening to on my father's radio many years ago, not dreaming that one day I would become dear friends with one of the founding members of this great band, none other than George Miller. With that, let's turn back the years and remember these classics. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to all my listeners.
He got here red and wrinkled, scared and crying. Then she took him up and held him to her breast. And he sure was glad to get what Mama offered. Then he went to sleep and put his fears to rest. It didn't seem to matter what he needed. He could always count on Mama to supply. And regardless of the sleep she might be losing, he always found a twinkle in. There ought to be a hall of fame for Mama, creation's most unique and precious pearl. And heaven help us always to remember that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Taught him all the attributes of greatness that she knew he couldn't learn away from home. And by the time she wore the cover of her Bible, her hair was gray and her little man was gone. Hall of Fame for Mamas, creation's most unique and precious pearl. And heaven help us always to remember that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish
Newfoundlander, and I sing a happy Hello, friends. This is Michael T. Wall, the singing Newfoundlander, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here over CFRC 101.9 Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
And our singing Newfoundlander from the Isle of Newfoundland.
Well, yes, friends, once again, I would like to pay tribute to the Ottawa Valley as we welcome you all back in here to the Wayback Sundays with Johnny Show. With that mention, I would like to take our weekly trip up into the valley we call the Ottawa, and let's send out some special love to my radio uncle and aunt, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Chapisky up there in Eganville, Ontario. For them today will be a song by none other than Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, Mac Beatty, who is one of the most beloved pioneers of the Ottawa Valley, and a song called Back in Them Pakenham Hills. Then we'll follow with a song going out to a dear friend of mine, Vic and Linda May Garbutt, who have a wonderful program every Sunday, 7 to 10 over CJHR, Valley Heritage Radio. And it's going to be a song going out to Vic and Linda May titled Bottle Filled with Wine. And that is, of course, sung today by a Canadian legend of the Ottawa Valley, known forever as the Silver Fox, Ron McMahon. Then we'll follow up with another classic and wrap up this set with none other than an Irish legend out of the Ottawa Valley, Robin Avril, and a song called The Rideau Canal Song. I'd like to say good morning to everybody listening in on this great listening station in Ontario. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to all my listeners.
How I wish that I was just a little boy again, back in the Pakenham Hills, running through the morning dew, knee-deep in fields of grain. Back in the Pakenham Hills, green mossy river banks where tall brown cattail grows, down by the old stone woolen mill. The willows share their beauty where the Mississippi flows, back in the Pakenham Hills. Across the ridge, back in the Pakenham Hills, where I've trod with fishing rod down by the old stone bridge, back in the Pakenham Hills. There on the grassy hills where Holstein cattle graze, dandelions add their golden frills. Oh, what a gift to just relive those happy childhood days. Back in the Pakenham Hills, way, way, way back in the Pakenham Hills, way, way, way back in the Pakenham Hills.
The bottle filled with wine, there's the glasses, one is yours, that other one is mine. Tonight we drink together, this will be our last time, 'cause you are going your way and I am going mine. Let's drink to the future, first yours and then mine. Let's drink to those heartaches we both leave behind. Let's drink to you going your way and me going mine. We ended with this bottle filled with wine.
strength to the future.
First yours and then mine.
Let's drink to those parties
we both leave behind.
Let's drink to you going your way
and me going mine.
We end it all tonight
with this bottle filled with wine.
Country across the sea, they needed the work to feed their families, so the Irish left their homeland far away. Oh, they came to a world all water and trees. In the summer they'd sweat and in the winter they'd freeze, but they had hard cold stone to move. They were digging a Rideau Canal all the way to Kingston Town. Many a poor young Irish man lay buried in the Rideau Canal, and it seemed just like a dream to carve a waterway to the world for the coming century. Oh, their hammers rang and the fires roared as he forged their way along the rocky shores. They battled fever and sickness all the way. At night their music just filled the skies as they sang about home and family ties. But they lived and died to Moonstone. They were digging the Rideau Canal all the way to Kingston Town. Many a poor young Irish man lay buried in the ground. They were digging the Rideau Canal, and it seemed just like a dream to carve a waterway to the world the coming century. Now when I behold with shining eyes everything they did, I feel my spirits rise, 'cause I know their heart is here with me. Oh, in the mist in the morning, in the rain at night, I hear them on the lake, and when the wind's just right, knowing they did not labor here in vain. They were digging a Rideau Canal all the way to Kingston Town. And many a poor young Irish man lay buried in the ground. They were digging a Rideau Canal, and it seemed just like a dream to carve a waterway to the world for the coming century.
Beside that river, that mighty river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlark. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River.
Yes, friends, it's once again that time of the week, once again, to invite a very special guest of honor onto the Wayback Sunday Show. This next guest is no stranger to our program. Having appeared on our show many times, usually around this time of year, or St. Patrick's Day, as a guest since day one. But I would like to share that his band is appearing on the March 5th night at the Arts Center in Brockville, Ontario. It's a true honor now to welcome one of my dearest friends in true Irish-Canadian folk music and country music as well, none other than the legendary George Miller, founding member of, yes, the Irish Rovers. Following this, we will hear from the 1967 all-time classic, signature song that we talk about during this first part of a three-part interview, and that, of course, is none other than their classic called The Unicorn. So with that, here now is my dear friend and a true Canadian-Irish national treasure, Mr. George Miller of the Irish Rovers.
How are you doing there, Johnny? Nice to talk with you again.
Yes, it sure is. It's been a while, but hopefully everything's out on the West Coast is okay these days.
Well, it's okay. We had a wee bit of snow, which is a bit unusual for this part of the world, but I think we're surviving it okay, and I'm sure you've got a bit of snow there as well.
Yes, we sure do. Last night we got about a foot last night dropped on us.
Wow.
Not that we wanted it, but it is wintertime.
Well, I'll tell you, here in Victoria, if we had a foot of snow, I think it would close the city down for about a month or so.
Is that right? I see. You mustn't get it much out that way then.
No, not very often, and I don't think there's too many snow plows. Like, I think the airport might have one, and two or three up on the Malahat, which is a high pass over going up Ireland. Other than that, there's not too many sanders and not too many snowplows. So,
oh, wow.
Yes, we're sort of, we're housebound. Whenever it snows here, everybody tucks in and gets their hot chocolate going and some cinnamon toast, and we put on Christmas music again.
Exactly, like Grandma got ran over.
That's the one, the very one.
Yes, for sure. So let's go back to when and how the Irish Rovers were first formed.
Yes, well, we had immigrated from Northern Ireland, Ballybina for Will and I and our cousin Joe, mm-hmm. and Jimmy came from Belfast, which is about 30 miles from our hometown, and we had immigrated at a similar time without knowing each other, and I met Jimmy we were doing a concert, I was playing the guitar behind my sister, she was singing, and I was just playing the guitar for her, and that's how I first met Jimmy. It was every week they would put on a concert for the Scottish people and the Irish people and the English who had immigrated to Toronto. And it was like every week there would be a comedian and a couple of singers and maybe some dancers. And so that's how I met Jimmy. He was at this show he was actually singing Lonnie Donegan sort of early folky rock and roll type songs.
Okay.
And like I said, I was playing guitar for my sister. She was singing Irish tunes. And that's how we met. And from there, him and I actually ended up doing the song at one of the concerts because the original singer was sick. He had a flu or something. So the fellow who ran the concert said, "Can you and Jimmy do something together?" And I said, "Well, we've never done anything together." And so we realized we both knew a couple of Irish tunes, one of them being the Irish Rover. So we sang that song, and the people seemed to like it. And the next week, they were asking for those Irish Rover boys.
Okay.
Can they do another song? Well, Jimmy and I, all we knew was that song, and I think we knew one called Whiskey in the Jar. We sang these two songs, and that's all we knew, and they kept asking for these Irish Rover boys every week at these concerts. So Jimmy and I decided, I think we better learn some more songs. So that was sort of the early, early beginnings of the band. And then my cousin Joel immigrated as well, and he came to stay with us in Toronto, and so he joined the band. And then the three of us, that coming summer, we traveled out to Alberta where my brother Will was playing, and then he was part of the band, and that's basically how we all started. And from there, we decided we would all give it a year of our lives and see how it went. And we got into our car, and we drove down to California, down to San Francisco, where all the folk clubs were, the Hungry Eye and the Purple Onion,
mm-hmm.
and we ended up playing there for about 3 months.
Wow.
And so that was our first sort of professional bookings. And from there, we got special work permits to be able to work in the United States. And we were all around the United States singing and at the ski resorts in Aspen and Vail. And we went to all of those places, right through to New York. And then we'd come back up into Toronto, play the folk clubs there, the riverboat and all. And then we would drive back through Canada. And we did that for 4 or 5 years. And like I say, we thought we'd give it a year. And then we ended up saying at the end of each year, we'll give it one more year and see how it goes.
And you're still going 6 decades later.
Well, exactly. After almost 60 years, we're still saying, okay, well, give it one more year and see how it goes. And,
exactly.
So as long as the people still want to hear us sing and we're all in decently good health, well, we'll keep doing it for a while yet until they get tired of us and we get tired of doing it. So luckily, so far, we're all in the right frame of mind. And so as long as the people want us to perform, we'll keep doing it.
Well, we'll be loving yous till, well, we'll be going to our graves loving yous. That's for sure, yes.
Oh, well, that night.
But no, we love you guys for sure, yes.
Well, we've been very blessed with the Canadian audiences and the Americans. They've been very good to us. And, of course, we also play New Zealand and Australia. And we've played all over the world, and but especially Canada. And we became Canadian citizens. I am a Canadian citizen and very proud to be Canadian.
Yes.
And so I live in Canada. We have a house in Ireland as well, my wife and I. But we actually, we only go there for 2 or 3 months of the year. We mainly live in Canada. And like I say, very proud and very happy to be living in Canada. It seems to be quite a normal country to some of the places in the world that are going mad right now.
Isn't that the truth, George? For sure, yes.
Well, it's an odd time for us all to be on this earth, I'll tell you. And I just hope that we don't destroy it and that we have an earth for our grandchildren and our next generations coming
exactly.
up.
Exactly. For sure, yes. Mm-hmm. So let's go back to the Unicorn. How did it first get formed? And I also understand that Glenn Campbell had something to do with it.
Well, he did. We were hired by Decca Records in those days. They wanted something. The only Irish thing they ever had was Bing Crosby, which was, of course, with White Christmas, to this day is still the biggest selling single ever produced. Even outsold the Beatles and everything else.
Yeah.
So that's what they had in their category was Bing Crosby doing Irish songs. So they wanted something more Irish. So they saw us playing in Pasadena at a place called the Ice House, which was a big folk club in those days, where Peter, Paul, and Mary were there, and Steve Martin was opening up the show for us. He was a young comedian and very, very funny in those days. And so lots of people like that, Smothers Brothers, that's when they went through this club, and we were playing there on and off about 3 times a year for a month at a time. So this one time, there was a couple of executives there from Decca Records, and after the show, they come up and said, would you boys like to do a CD for us? Or, of course, in those days, an album.
Yeah, it's record,
well,
yeah.
Of course, uh-huh. We said, of course we would. So they hired us, and I think they paid us like something like $2,500, which to us was an absolute fortune back
yes,
in 1964.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So we did this. They wanted an album of Irish drinking songs, which we did. And I think in the end it sold something like 10,000 copies. And I remember we all said to each other, well, that will be the first and the last time we ever do anything for Decca, because it only sold 10,000 copies.
Yes.
Well, they came back about 6 months later when we were back at the Ice House, and they said, we were so impressed with that first album, we want you to do another one. And we said, what? That it only sold 10,000. They said, oh, for an unknown band, that's really, really good.
Wow.
And we said, oh, all right. So uh-huh. We did another CD, and they wanted the same idea, drinking sort of up-tempo Irish songs. Well, we had 11 songs done, and then the producer said, have you got anything a little bit different than all these Irish-y up-tempo songs? And we said, well, we actually do this little song that we learned from Shel Silverstein, who is an American sort of a cartoonist and all, but he wrote a song about the unicorn, and he didn't have much of a tune. Was more done as a talking blues, because he wasn't really a singer.
Okay.
And so we had heard it from Shell at one of the ski resorts, and we said, wow, that's a great little song. Do you mind if we work with it? They said, go ahead. So we put more of a tune to it, and we started doing it in our shows, and everybody really seemed to like it. Like, we'd have all these boisterous skiers drinking their hot rum and cokes watching our show, and then when we did the little unicorn song, everybody would sort of be quiet and listen to it. They really seemed, anyway, to make a very long story short, so we said to our producer, Bud Dant, his name was, yes, we have this little song that seems to go over well, and he said, play it for me. So we sang a bit of the unicorn. He said, all right, tomorrow morning when you come in, we'll do that first thing off, because I'd like something a little bit different for this CD, this album. We said, all right. So that's when we came in the next morning to record the unicorn, and there was Glenn Campbell sitting waiting. And Bud Dant says, he's going to play some lead guitar for you boys. And we said, wow, because we knew who Glenn Campbell was.
Exactly.
He'd been with the Beach Boys, and he played behind the Rooftop Singers, had a hit with Walk Right In. That was him playing 12 string. And he also played behind Burl Ives.
So yes,
we knew of them. And so anyway, so we did the Unicorn. It was just me on guitar, rhythm. My cousin Joe played the harmonica. We had a bass player, and then Glenn Campbell. And that's all that was ever on that song. There was no keyboards, no drums, no strings, nothing.
It was
like
real.
That.
Exactly.
Well, and of course it became a giant hit. And to this day, well, not to this day, because unfortunately Glenn is gone, but he called this his lucky band all those years ago, because that's the last session he ever played, because after that he released his own Gentle on My Mind, which of course took him from a studio musician
to a household name. Exactly.
That big star. Well, exactly. And so that was our little bit of fame, having him playing lead guitar, and it was great. And he made the song, he helped make the song great. And so that was how the Unicorn came about. And to this day I'll be walking through airports and it'll say, Here's an Irish album with that lovely little Irish song, The Unicorn, and I have to sort of chuckle because it's not Irish at all. It's written by an American, and it happens to be sung by an Irish band, that was all.
And so, a Canadian anyway, band so, as well, yeah.
Well, Irish-Canadian, that's what they call it, and we're fine with that. We're all born in Ireland, but we became Canadian citizens, and yes. So anyway, that was how The Unicorn came about. It's just one of those sort of fluky, lucky things that happened, and you know, you don't know why or how it happened. Just, I suppose they say it's timing, so.
Exactly, for sure, yes.
A long time ago when the earth was green and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen, they'd run around free when the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, Brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn. Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees. Noah cried, close the door, cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away. That's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never going to see no unicorn. Long time ago when the earth was green,
There was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen.
Happy mornings. Here's your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock, and I'd like to share with y'all a great opportunity to travel back in time to the legendary Irish Rovers. They're still touring across Canada and also making a special stop in Brockville, Ontario, just down the road here from Kingston. At the Brockville Arts Centre on March 5th, the doors open at 7:30 and the tickets are $60 plus taxes and fees. And it's going to be one night you won't want to miss. So get your tickets today at BrockvilleArtsCenter.com. So come one, come all to the legendary Irish Rovers.
They'd run around free when the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn.
And yes, friends, I do hope to see y'all out in Brockville on March 5th at the Brockville Arts Centre as we celebrate, yes, the Irish music of none other than the famous Irish Rovers. Now, following that, I would like to share that we are back here on the Way Back Sundays with Johnny Show, and I would like to once again turn back the years to the golden age of Irish Canadian music with, yes, of course, the Irish Rovers, as we salute what I like to call the vinyl blast from the vinyl past. With that, let's turn back the years and remember the vinyl vault that we've always done here by opening the vinyl vault door. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, I would like to dig out a rare classic from an album by the Irish Rovers that came out in 1980 as a self-titled album under the band name The Rovers. From this original album, I'd like to play a classic rarity titled Matchstick Men and Matchstick Cats and Dogs. With that, this is one of the most beautiful songs that I have ever heard the Rovers record. So let's turn back the years to some 44 years, more like 45 years. Oh my, I'm getting old. Isn't that something? And 1980, we'll turn back the years and remember this all-time classic. By yes, none other than our Irish Rovers. Welcome in, friends.
He painted Salford smoky tops on cardboard boxes from the shops and parts of Ann Coates where I used to play. I'm sure he once walked down our street because he painted kids who had nothing on their feet. The clothes he wore had all seen better days. They said his works of art were dull. No room, old lad, the walls are full. But Lowry didn't care much anyway. They said he just paints cats and dogs and matchstick men in boots and clogs. And Lowry says that's just the way they'll stay. And he painted matchstick men and matchstick cats and dogs. He painted kids on the corner of the street that were sparking clogs. Now he takes his brush and he waits outside them factory gates to paint his matchstick men and matchstick cats and dogs. Now canvas and brushes were wearing thin when London started calling him to come on down and wear the old flat cap. They said, tell us all about your ways and all about them factory days. Is it true you're just an ordinary chap? And he painted matchstick men and matchstick cats and dogs. He painted kids on the corner of the street that were sparking clogs. Now he takes his brush and he waits outside them factory gates to paint his matchstick men and matchstick cats and dogs. Now Lowry's hang upon the wall beside the greatest of them all, and even the Mona Lisa takes a bow. This tired old man with hair like snow told northern folk it's time to go. The fever came and the good Lord mopped his brow. And he left us matchstick men and matchstick cats and dogs. He left us kids on the corner of the street that were sparking clogs. Now he takes his brush and he waits outside them pearly gates to paint his matchstick men and matchstick cats and dogs. And he left us matchstick men and matchstick cats and dogs. He left us kids on the corner of the street that were sparking clogs. Now he takes his brush and he waits outside them pearly gates to paint his matchstick men and matchstick cats and dogs. And he left us matchstick men, matchstick cats.
cats and dogs. He left us kids on the corner of the street that were sparking clogs. Now he takes his brush and he waits outside them pearly gates to paint his matchstick men and matchstick cats and dogs. To paint his matchstick men and matchstick cats and dogs.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we find ourselves at the end of another hour here, the first hour of this Way Back Sundays with Johnny show for this Sunday. With that mentioned, it is the last Sunday in February, and as we pay tribute to the Irish Rovers and Irish music, I'd like to play us out of this first hour with none other than a couple of sacred songs, as we usually do, to close out each hour. However, the Irish Rovers never did very many, I don't even think they did any gospel music at all, but I would like to remember a couple of gospel sacred songs of Irish legends as we pay tribute to this end of the first hour. So let's remember Margot and a classic titled The Family Bible. Then we'll send us into the very top of the second hour with Irish legend Big Tom McBride and his version of Old Country Church. With that, I hope to talk to y'all on the other side of the hour. Yes, I hope y'all stick around for the next 2 hours of the Way Back Sundays with Johnny show here on this great channel. Welcome in, friends.
There's a family Bible on the table. Its pages worn and hard to read, but the family Bible on the table will ever be my key to memories. At the end
with my friends
is at the old country church. With mother we went, and our Sundays were spent with friends at the old country church. Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, my heart beat with joy when we knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, with his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church. Precious years of memory, oh what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. With my friends at the old country church.
Time ago when the earth was green, and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen.
Hello there, this is George Miller of the Irish Rovers, and you're listening to Johnny Woodlock on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Keep listening. Yoo!
You're never gonna see no unicorn.
Oshawa Rocks.com.